almost over.
Trouble and trial
almost over. Let's see what my Lord has done.
Thank you, everybody. It's great to be back on this hillside. It's great to be here, getting a chance to play for all of you. It's a place that means an awful lot to us. We're really glad to be back. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll just quickly tell you that with a guitar from North Carolina, he now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. He's truly sorry that he missed his guitar workshop today. He wanted me to tell you. And he's got a new record out. He also says that he can make birds levitate, but he's a talented guitar player. Please welcome to the stage Mr. Brian Sutton. With the mandolin, let's play some fiddle later on. You get to see him an awful lot on this stage. He's a really talented songwriter and singer, Mr. Tim O'Brien from Nashville, Tennessee. With the banjo, originally from New York City, actually from the Bronx, just New York City. He's been to college more than the rest of us combined. He's Dr. Banjo, he's the head of the Niwot Sound. He's a talented banjo player and a good guy. Mr. Peter Wernick, Dr. Banjo himself on the banjo.
I was nice to you.
I know, he says he was nice to me, so. One heck of an idiot. No. This is a good guy. This is a guy who has a radio show. He's very proud of the fact that he was born in Beirut, Lebanon. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Dutchess County
is where he really grew up. That's a cool thing. And he does it all. He's such a good musician. We're proud of him. Nick Forster.
Thank you, Pete. Yeah, man, I used to play it like I had a weekly gig at a bowling alley in Kingston before I moved away from here. That was really happening. I just want to also tell you, we've got Phil Crumrine mixing sound for us and traveling with us up there. Phil Crumrine doing a good job. Thank you, Phil. And This next song we had for many years, a fellow traveled with us, really a member of the band, Mr. Frank Edmondson. We're very sorry to have lost Frank this last year, but this is a song that he and Pete made up called Frank's Blues.